Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced recently that a turret gunner killed in World War II has been accounted for.
Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Clifford Keeney was 26 when he was killed September 13, 1944, during World War II. Keeney's family received their full briefing on his identification this past June, and now additional details may be shared. In 1944, Keeney was a top gunner on board a B-17 Flying Fortress assigned to the 327th Bombardment Squadron, 92nd Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. He was reportedly killed in action during a bombing mission over Germany. 8 of the 9 crew members on board were also killed and buried by German forces in a cemetery, but Keeney's remains were not accounted for after the war. In 2008, a recovery team discovered possible remains and material evidence. In 2024, a team returned to the area and continued the investigation, recovering possible remains and life support equipment. To identify Keeney's remains, scientists used dental and other analysis to help bring closure to the family. Keeney will now be buried near his home in Pennsylvania later next month. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies this morning, then just a few clouds and warm this afternoon. 81 is the high, southeast winds, 15 to 25 and gusty. Mostly clear this evening, could see a shower or storm late tonight into Friday morning. Overnight low 62. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm on Friday with a high in the low 80s. Chance of storms on Friday evening, those could be strong, turning much cooler this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 62 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning on this October 16th. It was on this date 102 years ago, 1923. Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother, Roy Disney. And 1923, what a success they made out of that. The cartoons, the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and all of them. And then the theme parks that they opened up in the mid-50s. Disneyland. And then the one in Florida, Disney World. So quite a deal. And if you've ever, I know that people in management and business have studied the Disney method, if you will, and how they did business, how they've done business over the years. And there's a lot in there that people can, in business, I guess, can have found very, very useful.
Yeah.
I've had a little exposure to it. One of the things they do, or the, I presume they still do at the park is nobody, it was really a fantasy land. Nobody there was an employee. Nobody there was a worker. Nobody there was a, you know, they were all cast members. took all these young people and put them in costumes, every one of them a different one, and it might be a different character the next day. And they were the people who were running the rides and doing the concessions and everything. And so the people who worked there thought they were really in show business, and they were.
Yeah.
And so it's quite – the idea was to make everybody feel like they had just left the real world and they were in fantasy land. So there you go. The Disneys, great success. By the way, I've actually I didn't really get to shake his hand, but I did see Roy several years ago. Walt had already died, but I was at a function out in Hollywood, in Los Angeles at the park, and saw Roy and former President Ronald Reagan at the time and Art Linkletter and Bob Cummings. It's quite a deal. It was their 85th anniversary, or 35th anniversary of the park, I guess. Anyway. And onward and numbered this morning, a Maryland man used the ages of his grandchildren to play the state lottery's bonus match 5 game. He ended up winning $50,000. Essex resident John Lang told Maryland lottery officials he took a one-month break from buying lottery games that ended with a trip to Mace Liquors on Mace Avenue in Baltimore County last week. Bought the ticket, $50,000. And Lane said his prize money will go toward home improvement projects and saving for the future. Not a bad idea. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 6:38 on this Thursday morning. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen, Jed. We saw a string of entire cattle complexes closing on the positive come to an end yesterday. After 8 straight sessions of upside, it ended as we saw live cattle and feeder cattle trade mostly negative yesterday, but they closed two-sided. Live cattle closed on mainly bull spreading action, while the feeder cattle were on bear spreading action. There's still no cash cattle trade being reported in our feed yards. Estimated cattle kill yesterday was very strong at 122,000 head. Tuesday, 120,000 head. That's the largest kills back-to-back we've seen in a long time. Lean hogs traded and closed positive yesterday. On the close, December live cattle, 27 cents higher, 246.77. November feeders down 65 cents at 380.67. And December lean hogs were 45 cents higher at 83.60. Now, the only fresh news Wednesday was the monthly NOPA soybean crush. That was the second largest month ever at 197.9 million bushels. Only the wheat futures closed negative yesterday after we saw two-sided trading throughout the session in the grain and soybean complexes. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's down 2.5 cents at 485.75. December corn up 0.5 cents at 417.25. November beans a nickel higher at 10.11.5. November crude oil 59 cents higher at 58.86. December gold's up $58.30 at $4,259.90. December S&P's up 27 points at 6,742. December dollar index 11 cents lower at 98.43. And December Dow Jones futures 121 points higher at 46,613. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, today is World Food Day. Apparently, I think I read United Nations sponsored. It's just to put an emphasis on the fact that there are a lot of people around the world who are not getting enough food. And, you know, there you go. And I take it, you know, that's fine. Let's talk about the people who put it on the table, though. On World Food Day, thank you for the farmers and the ranchers and the folks who do that, right?
Exactly. And this situation of, you know, not enough food around the world has been around forever. And I do not believe personally it will ever be solved, because there's places that food has been donated to areas that need it, but it does not get to the people that really need it. And then we've also got problems in some of these countries where they are resisting modern farming practices. What I mean that is they do not want like GMO crop products out there and stuff. And it just inhibits them from raising better yields in their farming practices, too.
I know all of that is true. And you ship something over there to some country, and some dictator takes it and sells it to somebody, and they never get it to the people who need it. So, you're right. I think we probably will have this situation for at least our lifetimes going forward. But today, let's think about the good things about world food. I'll tell you one good thing. Last night, I got a great big old ribeye at a local restaurant. Not going to tell you which one. It was a bone-in ribeye. I had to save some. I gave some of it to the wife. We just split it up. And it was delicious. Like a good ribeye. Now and then, you know.
Well, it's also nothing better than a bone-in ribeye because you get that extra flavor from that bone, too.
Yeah, and I miss this. Is whenever I eat like that or a T-bone, I miss my dog I had. Lucky my rat terrier, because he was a fiend for bones. I mean, you take a bone home to him, and he is on that thing. And by the next morning, there's nothing left. He just chews it right down and ended.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Disappear. So yeah he loved lucky loved his old steak bones. So anyway, there you go. Well, sir,
that's another good thing about beef versus chicken. You would never give chicken bones to your dog because they could choke on them.
Absolutely not.
Beef bones, they're good for them.
Right And we knew that. And if you got a dog, please don't give him a chicken bone. Wow, that could be awful. All right, thank you, Tom. And one more reason not to eat chickens. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. The scary thing about electric vehicles. That's on the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.